Toku isika atisenda baku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zisobo, siyalamukela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Lichona njani mthwakazi omuhle olamukela emsakazweni we Studio 7 ngolwesihlanu mhlaka 27 Mabasa 2018 nguChris Gande. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Siyabonga kakhulu kuNational Aid Council ukusipha ama TV angu 11 ukuthi sisakaze imbiko mayelana lezempila kahle edolobheni lakoBulawayo.
Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa uvula kusemthethweni umbukiso wezokuthengiselana uZimbabwe International Trade Fair kwaBulawayo.
Really, we see the people threatening to send the amazing things. Learning media, especially me, they said that I'm not going to reach the peace of May, and they are going to come out with me to that effect.
Abalandeli bebandla leZANU-PF eZansi yedolobho leGwanda babikwa sebesethuselana njalo abanye sebeze babaleka emizini yabo. Kuhlelo Woza Friday lamhlanje iStudio 7 ilethulela ingxoxo lomculi olodumo uVusa Mkhaya owake wafika khonapha emsakazweni weStudio 7. Zonke lezindaba lezinye lizozizwa khonapha kulumsakazo. Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa lamhlanje uvule kusemthethweni umbukiso wezokuthengiselana lezamabhizimusi weZimbabwe International Trade Fair kwaBulawayo, lapho aqonqosele izisebenzi zikahulumende ukuba zihloniphe umbuso wakhe njalo zizinikele emsebenzini ngoba ilizwe livule amasango ukuba abalesifiso sokusungula amabhizimusi beze bekhululekile. Okuningi asikuzweni ku-Anastasia Ndlovu esiphalo ludaba ngokugcweleyo ekoBulawayo.
Ekhuluma ekuvulweni kombukiso we-ZITF, uMnangagwa uqonqosele izisebenzi zikahulumende ukuba ozatshengisa ukudelela lokungasebenzelani loZulu kuhle emizameni yokuvuselela umnotho welizwe uzaxotshwa umsebenzi. Inkulungwane lenkulungwane zabantu lamhlanje zingene umbukiso walonyaka. UMnangagwa ubhode ebuka amankampani abukisayo e-ZITF wahlola ibutho loba nje lonyaka indizamchina zilahleke ukuqonda phezu kwakhe zahambela kucelele sandla sakhe sokudla. Ngakwelinye icele umkakhe unkosikazi Auxilia Mnangagwa uphe ikhansile yedolobho lakoBulawayo isipho sabomabona kude abalichumilanye embukisweni wabohlangothi olubona ngokuvinjwa kokuthelelwana igcikwane lengculaza eNational AIDS Council. Unkosikazi Senatra Nyathi, umqondisi wenakhi woBulawayo, uveze injabulo ngalesi sipho.
Namhla besilohlelo lokusayina iBarcelona Declaration yokuqeda iTB ngo 2035. So sinikeza njalo iLICT Health ama TVs amakhulu kakhulu kuze abantu ngabe line lesibhedlela bebebukela information, bebukela ukuze imkhuhlane eminengeneni. Sesilandelela ukuthi unesi oyedwa ukuthi eme phambi kwabantu ekuseni kuphela laba wabuya emuva ke. So sicabanga ukuthi singabancedisa ama TV abantu babehlezi bemelele ukuyelatshwa bebona into eziningi befunda izinto eziningi.
Esamukela isipho sabomabonakude umqondisi wezempila kahle kukhansili yakoBulawayo uDokotela Edward Spanda ubonye kakhulu ethi sidala umahluko.
Siyabonga kakhulu kuNational AIDS Council ukusipha ama TV angu 11 ukuthi sisakaze imbiko mayelana lezempila kahle edolobheni lakoBulawayo. Imbiko leyo ingekho mayelana ne-HIV kuphela kumbe i-TB, but impila kahle yomuntu wonke sibokela kunye namakhensa.
Ilunga ledale lephalamende unkosikazi Jasmine Tofa okukomiti yofuba lezempila kahle ubonge isipho lesi ethi kuyisibonelo esihle.
uhlelo lwalamhlanje luqhakathekile kakhulu beluluhle.
Inhlanganiso yeZimbabwe AIDS Network isebenzelana labathengisa ucansi, izibotshwa kunye labemba amatshe aligugu abangaphansi kwe-key populations bayabukisa e-ZITF bekhuthaza abantu ngokuzivikela uma bephatheka kwezemacansini. Umbukiso we-ZITF walonyaka uqale mhlaka-24 uzagqitshwa kusasa ngomgqibelo mhlaka-28 Mabasa. Kusukela ngolwesibili kusiyafika izolo bekungamalanga abosomabhizimusi. UZulu uze waqala ukungena embukisweni lamuhla kusiya kusasa. Umbukiso walonyaka uqhutshwa ngaphansi kwendikimba ethi Sustainable Industrial Development Inclusive Competitive Collaborative. Ngimele iStudio 7 ikobulawayo, ngingu Anastasia Ndlovu.
Abalandeli bebandla leZANU-PF ezansi yedolobho leGwanda babikwa sebesethuselana njalo abanye sebeze babaleka emizini yabo ngoba besesaba ukuthi bengatshiselwa khona. Abasekeli bakamnumzana Bednikho Ncube onguye ummeli weGwanda South edalele ephalamende kwamanje babikwa behlasela abalandeli bakamnumzana Omphile Marupi oseveze isifiso sokuncintisa laye kukhetho lwamaprimary awezanu-PF. Okunenga sikuzweni kuAlbert Ncube eseGwanda.
Amalunga weZANU-PF asephakathi kokukhankasela ukhetho lwamaprimary lokudinga ozamela leli bandla ukhetho lwelizwe njalo sekuphuma imibiko kungezwani phakathi kwabalandeli bebandla kubangwa izikhundla. UMarupi oncintisa kulolu khetho uthi abalandeli bakaNcube baphambili ekwethuseleni abantu ukuthi bangamsekeli.
Engoma le ndawo kuthiwa kuseJohn Deep lemhalipho yadatshulwa ngujoramu kwematikiti ongukhansila khona ngathi is even intimidating people threatening to ban them ezindlini zabo ubatshisela ezindlini. Lami ngide yezeshwale made a threat ukuthi I'm not going to reach the 5th of May and ngwetama witnesses to that effect.
UMarupi uthi usekhweze lolu daba emapholiseni njalo omunye wabalandeli bakhe sebalekele umuzi ngoba sesabela ukuthiselwa endlini.
Ya ngivele emapholiseni, I've reported, I've opened the docket and the docket number yangikhona ngilala. Yena nantsho is the counselor is telling people ukuthi khonena they shouldn't actually put ama-posters ami because I'm here to challenge the sitting MP.
Ibandla leZANU-PF likhangelele ukuqhuba ukhetho lwamaprimary ngesonto njalo laba abancintisayo bahamba bekhankasa bendawonye. Kula malunga leli bandla afika phose ikhulu lobanje kulezihlalo ezifika phose amathumi amabili ezedale lephalamende lesenethi. Imbiko ethole iStudio 7 iveza ukuba amakhosikazi u-Alma Mkhwebo noRen Gibi labo baphose badle phana lapho bekhankasa. Laba ngabanye abakhangelele ukuncintisana kukhetho lesenethi eGwanda. Amapholisa axwayisa uZulu elizweni jikelele ukuthi azabopha iloba ngubani ozaphatheka kudlakela lwezombusazwe kukanti umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa laye uthembisa ukuthi uhulumende wenza imizamo yonke yokubona ukuqhutshwa kokhetho olulokuthula. Ngingu-Albert Ncube wendaba zeStudio 7 eMajawundeni eGwanda.
Yebo 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 mthwaka zomuhle belikwazi na ukuthi umsakazo weStudio 7 usulohlelo lwezindaba ekuseni kusukela ngovulo usiyafika ngolwesihlanu. Lingakhuthwa izindaba ezimqotho ekuseni lantambama umagagasi athi 909 medium wave 4930-6040 laku 15460 kHz ku short wave. Lingakhuthwa njalo luhlelo Zimbabwe Today asiqoxeni esilethulela ebulenjini bokuzilibazisa ubeFacebook ngukhasi le-VOA Ndebele ngomvulo ngolwesithathu langolwesihlanu kusukela ngo-4:15 PM kusiya ku-5 PM. Lilakho njalo ukusiqhuma kuWhatsApp kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318. Ngiyaphinda njalo 001-202-465-0318. Ngenani njalo laku-Facebook ngukhasi lethu ele-VOA Ndebele. Kulandela ukusondela kwamalanga okhetho, amabandla ezombusazwe yaseqalile ukwenza ukhetho lokudinga amalunga azancintisa ama-primaries. Kodwa ukuthi ingcwethi zombusazwe lozulu jikelele engasazi okwenzakalayo ikugcwala kwamalunga ebandla elitsha elithiwa National Patriotic Front elisekelwa ngowayengumongameli umnumzana Robert Mugabe emhlanganeni oyenzelwe edolobheni leMaswingo. Leli bandla lilamalunga ecelele ZANU-PF elithiwa lona iG40. Abanye ngabathi leli bandla lizenelisa ukuxexebula amavoti ebandla leZANU-PF kodwa njengoba kulokudonselana lakubandla leMDCT kuza kuba nzima ukuthi kube lebandla lizathola amavoti adlula isilinganiso esedlula amachumi amahlanu lelilodwa i-50+1% ukuthi athiwe unqobile. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba sixoxe lengcwethi ecubungula izombusazwe omnumzana Ngqabutho Nicholas Mabhena.
Okumele sekunanzelele okokuqala ukuthi abantu balandela lapho okulamandla khona engathi ngolwasemzini people follow power. So amalunga ezanu-PF loba babengasi be-team lakhosta be-G40 kodwa basele phakathi sebebonile ukuthi icele labo ele-G40 selitshelwe ngamanzi, yikho ke bayagijima labo bezama ukuthi bazipositione ukuthi bangene ngaphansi kwezanu-PF. Ngoba vele abantu balandela lapho kulamandla khona, umuntu ucabangela ikusasa lakhe ukuthi nxa ngisele phandle kambe mina lemuli yami kuzahamba njani, abesezama ukuthi ayezincengela ukuthi laye abantu bamzwele kuma-primary elections. Ibandla leli ele-National People's Front akukacaci kuhle ukuthi kambe lingabe linabantu abaningi ku-ground yini. Yebo, yesibonile besiba lo mhlangano eMaswingo lapha kulabantu khona, kodwa ngumhlangano akade use-wall kasikaboni besenza ama-rally afanana lawo MDC Alliance lapho esibona kugcwaliswa abantu ezitediyamu. Lakhe sakubona kusenzakala e-White City, sakubona kusenzakala la kwezinye indawo lapho kwenziwa khona imihlangano. Sisazona silokhu sicubungula siya phambili ukuthi kusiyafika uJuni kambe basebeyanelisile yini ukwenza ama-rally.
Ngokubona kwakho ngeliphi ibandla eliza ngqo?
Kunzima ukutsho ngoba okokuqala kusuka kube nzima ukuthi nxa amasotsha athatha ama-tank bakhipha imbhobho emkhulu bayifaka ezitaradeni zeHarare esasikwazi kwakuyi-treason ukuthi bese beqhubela abantu nje umbuso isibona ngani lokho awusoze kwenzakale. Uhlupho esilubonayo okwesibili ubudlelwano bebandla leZANU-PF leBhilithane ikakhulu ibandla leConservative Party ekuyiyo eyapha uMgabe umbuso ngo-1980 kukhanya ubudlelwano sobukhula osokwenza ukuthi sibuyele ukuba ngamalunga eCommonwealth.
Lo ke ngumnumzana Ngqabutho Nicholas Mabhena, ingcwethi ecubungula izombusazwe obexoxa ecingweni le Studio 7 eseJohannesburg kwele South Africa. Kuhlelo lwe-Live Talk lamhla sixoxa ngokhetho lwama-primaries kumabandla atshiyeneyo zombusazwe kulungiselelwa ukhetho lokudinga umongameli, amalunga edale lephalamende kunye lamakhansila. Thumelani text message kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318 ukuze silithinte ecingweni lingenelani kuhlelo. Le Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington.
Umongameli Donald Trump usanda kwenza umhlangano ehoteleni yakhe eMar-a-Lago esisaziwa ngokuthi yi-Southern White House. Lo ubungumhlangano wesithathu phakathi kukaTrump lomkhokeli weJapan umnumzana Shinzo Abe asebevuselele ubudlelwano bamazwe la ngesikhathi beliswana lokulolongwa kwezikhali zenyuklia lilizwe leNorth Korea. Umhlangano lo bawenze ngesikhathi uTrump elungiselela ukwenza umhlangano oqakathekileyo lomnumzana King Jong-un welizwe leNorth Korea. UTrump unqome u-Abe ngokusekela ukuthi alungiselele ukuhlangana lo King Jong-un esithi kuqakathekile kakhulu ukuthi bahlangane lo mkhokheli we-North Korea. UTrump uthe kumele u-King Jong-un alungise udaba lokuthunjwa kwezinye izizalwane ze-Japan. Ababili laba bavumelane ukuthi kumele ilizwe le-North Korea lithathelwe zonke izikhali ze-nuclear njalo sokumele liyekele ukulolonga ama-ballistic missiles lezinye izikhali ezilakho ukubulala abantu abaningi okumangalisayo. Bathe ilizwe le-North Korea lizaqhubekela phambili lifakelwe izijeziso ze-NATO nxa lilokhe lilolonga izikhali ze-nuclear. UTrump lo-Abe baphinde bakhuluma ngokuthengiselana okungani kukhathaza elemelika elithi liyaqilibezelwa lilizwe le-Japan yemithetho yokuthengiselana enceda eleJapan lamanye amazwe. UTrump uthe ilizwe lakhe laphuma kwisivumelwano se-Trans-Pacific Partnership ngenxa yemithetho engancedi lutho ilizwe leMelika. Ababili laba bakhulume njalo langezomvikela. UTrump utshele u-Abe ukuthi ilizwe leMelika lizaqhubekela phambili lisebenza leJapan ngezomvikela elwandle lwe-Indo-Pacific lezinye indawo.
Alolo ke bekuludaba oluveza imbono kahulumende weleMelika. Uluhlu lokusebenza kwentatheli zindaba zikhululekile olo World Press Freedom Index luveza ukuba ukususwa kwaye ngumongameli umnumzana Robert Mugabe esikhundleni ngolwezi nyakenye kulethe inguquko kwezokwethulwa kwembiko abantu bekhululekile elizweni. UGibson Bebe usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo eseHarare.
Lokho kubike ngabe inhlanganiso yentatheli izindaba ezingelamngcele Reporters Without Borders ethi iZimbabwe yayikusubanga esedlula ikhulu 128 isikhuphuke kancane yaya ku-126. Ugwalo lolo oluhlanganiswe izintatheli izindaba ezingelamngcele Reporters Without Borders luveze ukuthi ukungaphathwa kahle kwentatheli izindaba lokuzivimba ukuthola ulwazi lokubhala kuhle indaba zazo kuvame ukwenziwa ngababusa ngokucuku. Ngaphansi kombuso kaMgabe intatheli bezihlukunyezwa ngendlela ezijeneyo ezigoqela ukuboshwa, ukutshaya lokuvinjwa ukuthola ulwazi oluthile. Isikhucamfundo kwezokuthapha izindaba elokishini leNasty unkosikazi Buhle Dube uthi lobanje ugwalo lwe-RSF luveze inguquko encane ukhuthaza ukuqiniswa kwemizamo kahulumende yokulandela imithetho njengokumumethwa yisisekelo sombuso.
Ukuthi iZimbabwe isikhwele mbijana sokuimprovile i-media freedom yangkhona into enhle sibi layi lokhu kuyabongeka kodwa awukatshintshi ngendlela eziningi cause lokhu esisale salomango omude kuhamba. Okokuqala, still the same government angithi lokhu engakakhishwa ama-policies yabonana kudala awe-piper iper in a-restricted some certain freedoms. So abangakwenza so that they can maybe improve that is batshintshe ama-policies lana abede under immediate so that we can have more press freedom.
Egcizelela kulokhu ohlaziya ezombusazwe umnumzana Mduduzi Ncube uthi lokhu kuyinto enhle ikakhulu ilizwe selikhangela lelo khetho.
I think ukuthi it's a great opportunity for ama journalists and right now so we are slowly approaching ama elections so we need open views for ukuthi abantu be vote from informed decisions. Singathi eZimbabwe there is few intimidation of ama journalists.
Uqhubekele phambili ethi intatheli ezisebenzisa ubulembu beinternet ukuhambisa indaba osokusenza ukuthola ulwazi kube lula.
Sibusela ukusuka umongameli Robert Mugabe sesibone kule nguquko kupress eZimbabwe abantu sebeyenelisa kunjani uba le-freedom of speech kwama-journalist asiyabona ama-journalist enjani ebotshwa sebekwanisa ukukhuluma ukucriticisa i-government ebusakathese yamna ngakho. So mbona sekule freedom sesikwanisa ukwenzani ukukhululeka sikhulume esikufunayo sibathuka nxa singayenzi kahle sikubona especially lapha ekusebenziseni i-social media. So ngesikhathi somgabo kule crackdown even kuma-social media so ever since mna ngakho engenile mbona kule nguqukeneni sesikwanisa ukwenzani ukukhululeka.
Ugwalo lwe-RSS luphinde lwachasisa ukuthi loba nje sokusetshenziswa ubulembu be-internet ukuze intatheli zenze umsebenzi wazo zivika umthetho owehlukeneyo kuzwekazi le-Afrika. Ohulumende abaningi sebephuma namaqhinga okunqabela ukusebenza lula kokulembu lobu uZulu engatholi lula ulwazi. Iqula lamalungelo entatheli izindaba elemisa Zimbabwe lithi kusese lomsebenzi okhona ekuthuleni kwembiko ngoba uzathatha isikhathi ukuthi uhulumende weZANU-PF aguqule ukwenza kwakhe. Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa uthembise ukuthi ilizwe lizanikeza intatheli izindaba amalungelo azo okusebenza zikhululekile lokunikeza abantu amathuba okuthola imibono etshiyeneyo. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, nguGibson Bebe.
Kwezemidlalo, umqeqeshi weqembu leHighlanders uMadinda Ndlovu uthi ulethemba lokuba iqembu lakhe lizamisana leqembu leNkezi Platinum Stars kusasa. Loba nje kulabadlali abambalwa abangasoze badlale ngoba belimele. Intatheli zindaba yethu yezemidlalo uJoseph Njanji uyalandisa.
Iqembu leHighlanders labadlali abambalwa abalimeleyo ababalisa uTenda Ndlovu, Nigel Makhumbe, uBen Munsaka, Ozia Sibande kanye noThabo Lunga. Kodwa umqeqeshi weqembu leli uMadinda Ndlovu uthi ukungabi khona kwalaba badlali kulakho ukupha ithuba abanye abadlali abangavamanga ukudlala.
As we witnessed uMbongeni engena ebuya edlala the way he displayed or the way he played yena ngokwakhe. We also have other youngsters within that probably, you know, would come into the team and do duty.
Kweminye imidlalo yesigaba seCastle Premier Soccer League ekhona kusasa, iqembu leMutare City lizanqikelana leli FC Platinum enkundleni yeVengere. Iqembu leBlack Rhinos lizemukela elebulayo Chiefs ngaseRufaro Stadium. Iqembu leRentals lizadlala leli Harare City. Abafana beNicroot bazadibana nabeCape United ngaseAscot. Iqembu leChickenini lizemukela eleYada ngaseLuveve. Kuthi iqembu leJapane Mine lizadlala leli ZPC Kariba ngaseMaclans. Ngensonto iqembu leDynamos lizadibana lelebulawayo City ngaseRuvaru, kuthi iqembu leTriangle lizadlala leleChapungu enkundleni yeKipo. Kusasa ngosuku lokugcina lombukiso weZimbabwe International Trade Fair kuzaqhutshwa umncintiswano wokugijima weCoca-Cola 4-minute mile, wona ozangenwa ngabadlali abangamashumi amabili. Lo mncintiswano uqhutshwa minyaka yonke njalo abadlali kuyabe kumele bebhode inkundla kane ngaphansi kwemizuzu emine. Wanqoba nyakenye nguTrust Chidomaya weqembu leZRP Fairbridge. Ekupheleni komncintiswano wokugijima uzaqhutshwa umncintiswano we-Ingwebu Zimbabwe National Tag of War Championships, lawo ozaqhutshelwa khona emagcekeni yeZimbabwe International Trade Fair kusasa ngomgqibelo wemini. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngoBulawayo, nginguJoseph Njanji.
Woza Friday kuhlelo Woza Friday umsakazi weStudio 7 uEzra Chisa Sibanda uxoxa lovusa umuzi Ndlovu ocula lensingizi, kodwa namhlanje baxoxa ngomculo wakhe ehamba ngegama lokuthi Vusa Mkhaya.
Lakhe ngeke ulikhohle kusukela kungoma eyakhathaza kakhulu kweZimbabwe uSugar Daddy. Uhlelo Woza Woza Friday.
Igama lami nginguVusa Umuzi Ndlovu enokuzalo, kodwa enomsebenzi nginguVusa Mkhaya. Mina ngazalelwa koBulawayo empilo esibhedlela. Ngakhulela koBulawayo, ngafunda koBulawayo. Ngiwumhlabeleli, ngaqala ukuhlabela leqembu lezingizi eminyama elaziwa ngengoma leyana eTshuka Daddy. Khathesi sibizwa ngokuthi insingizi.
Uvusa Mkhaya kalithiyanga iqembu lakhe lenzingizi, kodwa uthi ukhulisa igama lakhe.
Ngaphandle kokusebenza lensingizi, sikhona ezinye ingoma engizibhala nginguVusa Mkhaya. Lapha okule album khona engayenzayo ethi khona uManyanyatha, le ngoma ethi uManyanyatha. Ziningi nje ingoma engizibhalayo, ama-album asemathathu, kodwa engani yiyo efike endlebeni zabantu kakhulu uManyanyatha.
Umanyanyatha
luhlelo lwakho mlaleli othandekayo sixoxa lomkhaya osebhodi amazwe omhlaba athiyeneyo njalo usesebenzile kwezomculo wathola nezicoco emazweni athize angaphetsheya kolwandle.
Leqembu lensingizi sesike savakatshela amazwe athiyeneyo eChina sike safika across Europe laseAfrika. Saba nenhlanhla saphiwa isichoko seRadio France Music Award. Njalo sike saba nenhlanhla enye enkulu kakhulu ukuthi khona i-album yethu Voices of Southern Africa yathengisa more than 250,000 units in North America.
Kona-ke eZimbabwe kukhona yini akwenzayo umkhaya njengoba ke labalaleli bethanda ukwazi ukuthi bangazithola ngaphi le ngoma zakhe.
Mina njengovusa mkhaya kule festival esiyenza ekhaya iproject ethi From Bulawayo to the World lapho engisebenza khona nama-artist akobulawayo ahamba phandle kwelizwe besiya performa bephenduke obulawayo. Unkwali ngisebenza laye kakhulu kuleyo project namanye ama-artists. Njalo imusic yami yatholakala ku-iTunes laku-Amazon namanye ama-online platforms. Ngathaba kakhulu nxa lingangena lisearch Vusa Mkhaya and download it lisisupport ngoba sinekele ukuzenzela akula muntu ozasenzela.
Impela izenda ziyagezana. Abahlabeleli bakithi ukuze bakhule bafuna usizo lwenu balaleli. Besigwetshisele ovusa mkhaya kuhlelo Hoza Friday. Yekela sinyanyathe ngomanyanyatha. Impela viki enhle kini lonke. Ezra Jesus Banda lo oflathelayo.
Imakaya wa kalela jina wo Pesi wo shiwe siya kali zingane zitu Si kalela jina wo wawa ema chile Wajisu ya ninina Si wo shiwe siya vwa Sizama impilo imisebenziwe ingekho siyacela somandla sixolele bayakhala mama emakhaya ba khalela thina bo besiwoshiwe siyakhala izingane Kalina, kina mwa wa imagine, wati suya nina. Sitolewa, sitolewa, inchiziyo zetu tina, ezichala zibusumu, ingane zetu ezichala zikala njalo wazisilambile.
Manyanyatha esigqibela ke na uhlelo uEzra Jesus Banda kodwa singakethukani ke sikhangele inhloko zendaba ebesilazo. Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa uvula usemthethweni umbukiso wezokuthengiselana weZimbabwe International Trade Fair kwabulawayo. Abalandeli bebandla lezanu PF ezansi yedolobho leGwanda babikwa sebesethuselana njalo abanye sebeze babaleka emzini yabo besaba ukuthiselwa. Silugqiba ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lalamhlanje asidibaneni njalo ngo 6:30 ekuseni ngesonto.
Libonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 p.m. kusvika na 7:30 p.m.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilan.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.